What do the water gods say today?
Wait, what?
Oh, I just totally botched that Game of Thrones
reference. What do we say to death?
Yes.
Not today. That's, I think, what you were getting.
What do we say to death?
Not today.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello, sex explorers. Welcome to this episode of the Trisexuals podcast. And we have a totally hot, sexy, and waxy episode today.
Wax.
By the way, I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And here we go. So I actually have something that I've been playing with lately. I have a toy from a company called Dirty Internet Toys. They're kind of a newer silicone company, and they do these great penetrable toys. The two-hole dragon. Now, this is a toy that's named for exactly what it is. It is actually a two-hole dragon toy. So there is a dragon vulva, and there is a dragon butt. All in one piece of silicone, and it's actually a rather soft silicone.
And it's not that heavy. Like, I was actually holding this, and you know how, like, Bad Dragon can be quite heavy. This one,
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm going to need to, you know, bench press.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy this toy for a couple of reasons I want to go into. There's a lot of things that are really well thought out on here. I won't take up too much time, but I will say that the sculpting on it of, like, the scales and stuff on the back, and then I can post pictures of this, really nicely done. Also, I can't say that I've seen such a well-sculpted labia and vulva on a toy before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I happen to get, like, kind of a purplish dark black color toy, but it has these beautiful neon green lips, because I'm a freak for the color green. And I just, it's absolutely stunning the way that it looks. The labia looks like an actual, like, labia. I mean,
it really does.
Now, one of the things that I like to do, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, I actually like to perform cunnilingus on my penetrable toys, and this one's been one of my more favorite ones to perform cunnilingus on, because it feels pretty close to the real thing. There's a really nicely sculpted clit and clit hood in here. It's just, I don't know, it's really incredible. That and, like, the whole dragon form has a really nice fantasy element for me. It's got, a beautiful back end, if that's the sort of thing you're into. Now, here's the thing I like about this. I'm a bit thicker. I'm not very long, but I'm a bit thicker in my actual girth. And some of the toys that I've used from Bad Dragon, from other places, they tend to be a little bit tight for me. Hell, the shark toy from Bad Dragon is so tight, it, like, jumps, it, like, pushes itself off of my...
It's like a rocket.
Well, it's not quite like a rocket, but it does, like, jump off, and it's, like, a little too tight for me.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little bit looser. Now, the back end's a little bit tighter than the vagina part of it.
Which you would expect.
Yeah, which you would expect, but it's exactly the right amount that I like. And I think that, like I said, I believe that this is a bit softer. I'll have to compare it side by side, but I believe it's a bit softer than what you get with other Bad Dragon toys. It's certainly, the silicone itself is a little bit, like, seems stickier when it's not wet, and that's usually a sign of it being a softer rubber. Now, there's another neat feature that they thought of on this, and I've never seen this before. They actually have little silicone plugs for each of the holes that go on the far end of the toy. And what that does is you can either have, you know, pull the plugs out and have kind of a less suction experience, or what I like to do is leave the plug in for the butt side of it and leave the vulva open, because there's a little bit tighter and a little bit more suction in the back end. But what I like to do is actually take the plug out, put myself inside of it, and then put the plug in, so then it's suctioned with my cock inside of it. So, yeah, and Lily, you've helped me use this toy before. You've held it for me, and I've penetrated it.
And one thing I have to admit is it feels like, you know, I can put this up against, like, leaning against my stomach, and he can go to all three if he wants.
Which is a nice treat for me.
I love the sculpting. I love that it's not so heavy. And I love the fact that it even fits in my hand.
Yeah. I think that it's really great. I think that Dirty Internet Toys, they're going to have a lot of cool things coming out, so you should keep an eye out for them. So,
I am really
sorry
excited.
Sorry for the longer looks, what's playing, but I'm actually really excited about that toy. Lily, what have you been shoving inside yourself?
Well, besides you and fingers and other people's fingers and my own fingers, I have been playing, you know, just with my normal, like, dummy and helping you out with your toy. I've actually also, a couple nights ago, got a chance to have a strap-on scene with another person. Mm-hmm. And they had a toy from Xenocat Creations called the Cayman. And it was amazing. It was phenomenal. I'm so excited to use that.
What kind of toy was it look like?
So what it's basically, it's a little bit of a shorter toy, mm-hmm. and it has this beautiful, like, ridges, and I'll just have to post pictures because it's hard to explain it.
Yeah, so check it out. The Xenocat Creations came in. So that's not a toy that we actually own. That was a
no,
borrowed
it was
one.
A borrowed yeah. one, but it was really fun, and I think I might have to go pick it up myself.
So it worked well for strap-on use.
It was. It was really good for a strap-on use. I do wish it was a little bit longer because with being, you know,
for strap-on,
because for being a short person like me, trying to play with another partner like that, it was a little bit more cumbersome.
Yeah, understood.
And actually, at that same play party, we got a chance to try something really cool, and we're gonna have to buy some for ourselves.
Yes, these little Orbeez or water beads. So there was actually a pool filled up with these, and it's really neat. They start off apparently as little hard beads. I didn't see them in the start off, but you pour water on them, and they absorb all the water and turn into kind of like jelly little...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at risk of turning everyone off, it's kind of like little caviar.
Yeah. You know, that
like
that's a good
eggs.
Point.
But anyway, it's not like slimy or anything like that, but this pool was filled up with... Unfortunately, it was a little bit cold because it was out in a garage, but it was still a lot of fun. It was kind of interesting because you would get into them and it would feel wet. And we, of course, feel... kind of cool with all the Orbeez and beads all over you. But mm-hmm. then when you got out, you actually weren't that wet because they absorbed, like, all the water.
Right. And, you know, it was actually just an interesting sensation. Like, you know, having someone, like, push
yeah,
a bunch of beads
yeah.
on you. Or in some cases, people wearing actually clothes into this pool. And so yeah. I had fun getting the beads down their shirts.
Making them take off their clothes.
Exactly. But at the same point, it's like you find the beads later. Like you get up, you think you got rid of all the beads.
Yeah.
You find them later.
And then they pop out later. Yeah. It's fun. So we're definitely going to have to pick some of those up and try it. I want to try it in like maybe a warm bathtub kind of setting.
Well, we do have the kiddie pool.
That's right. We do have a kiddie pool, which will be our next fun sex toy at some point. We haven't had a chance to use it yet. But yeah, I think that those would be a lot of fun, especially with it being warm. So we'll have to try that. So one thing I'd like to talk about real quick, because it's a new trend I've seen. This is the second party I've been to where this has been the case. And it seems like nowadays, especially when you're talking about parties that involve any sort of sex or kink, there's this interesting concept mm-hmm. of having an actual contract for the party. Now, I'm going to say that I'm totally on board with this idea. I think that it's a great idea.
It really is. It's a fantastic idea.
It makes a lot
idea.
Of sense. And in the contracts that we've seen, we've been to two parties with this. So the contracts we've seen, it has stuff in there about consent. It has stuff about house rules. And it has stuff in there like where the nearest urgent care center is. And these are fantastic, wonderful ideas. But I just have to say, like, maybe it's because, like, I'm older or what. This is like just such like kind of a mind-blowing concept
for me. It
is like
one of the contracts I remember seeing, like, you know, it actually was very explicit about not going into their bedrooms or something. And I'm like, for me, isn't that just a common courtesy that you don't, if you're going to someone's house,
yeah,
you're not going to go into someone's, you know, you ask permission and that maybe we're just old-fashioned that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't walk into somebody's apartment and go, like, or house and be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, a lot of things written in the contract would seem to be common sense. And maybe that's why it seems so strange to you and I. And like I said, I want to be upfront about it. I don't think it's a bad idea.
No,
and
I think it's fantastic. If we ever throw a party, we are totally doing contracts because it also, the liability. Like, it even said in there about, you know, if you do drugs or, you know, you have alcohol, you know, it takes the liability off the person that's hosting.
Absolutely. Or if damage is done, it makes it very clear everyone's on the same page. And I think that it's a great idea. But it's still just such a weird thing to get used to. Like, welcome to the party. Here's, like, you know, in this other party we went to, it was hung up on the wall. And then they had everyone go through, actually sign the contract, date it, collect it, and then boom, there it is. Yeah. Now, what I liked about this more recent party that we went to is they had actually a system worked out, because there was going to be sex on the premises. They had a system worked out with different wristbands that represented your level of interest in play. And I can't remember all the colors
now,
exactly.
Now, mind you, they did say specifically no matter what color band, consent was not
optional.
You know, you always had to get consent
absolutely.
Every time.
That goes without saying, but yes. I guess it's good to say it anyway. But they had, like, black, which meant pretty much non-participant. Mm-hmm. They had red, which was
like the red light rules, basically.
Yeah, red light rules apply, and you could, you know, ask that person to do something, but everything was all about, you know, asking ahead of time and understand that they're probably, you know, not as interested in stuff. Then there was yellow, which is, again, still ask,
but go slow.
Go slow. And then there was green, which meant that you're pretty much good for anything. Again, please ask. Blue meant you were down for everything.
But still always ask consent first.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little bit fuzzy on what the large difference was between green and blue, other than, you know,
I think the way the host explained it is that you can go up to a person, you have blue, I have blue, let's go.
Yeah, pretty much. I really like that idea. And one of the things that actually kind of didn't work about that system is that we realized, since it was a Halloween party and there was, like, black lights up and all sort of stuff, it was actually hard to tell what the color of the bands were. And interestingly, it was hard to tell between the two most disparate types, you know, black and blue, which you could have, you know, are different ends of the spectrum of participation. But they look the same in certain lighting. I think that what they decide they're going to do next time is use glow sticks. So that way
you can tell
different colored glow sticks. But yeah, wonderful idea. And I'm curious what, you know, listeners, what you think about this. Have you been to a lot of parties where there's contracts? Is this the new normal? Is this something that's just specific to, like, sex positive parties? Or is this something that, you know, just like the younger generation, which I feel is much smarter about a lot of this stuff, is just doing this for,
you know,
regular house parties and that sort of thing?
I think that would, that brings up an interesting point. Like, if you're throwing a house party, especially when you're in college,
I would have loved to have contracts,
especially because you know that the person who's hosting is definitely, you know, a little bit more on the safe side. So you don't, as a female, you don't have to worry too much about someone spiking your drink.
Well, yeah, or even, like, in these parties, there tends to be damage. It takes a crazy, like, college party. So Lily and I, despite the fact that I'm actually not all that social of a person, I tend to actually like hosting parties now and then.
Oh yeah.
And we've hosted everything from, like, board game parties to
housewarming,
yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to say that we've never done contracts, but we've never had any issues with any of our sex related parties. All those, everyone's always followed the rules, been respectful, and maybe that's because we tend to, you know, we filtered who was coming.
Yeah, we vetted people. And I think that's part of it, is when you're having these parties, even though you do vet, I like the idea of a contract so much.
So I'm saying that I would have liked to have had them more when we were hosting things in college.
You know, I think maybe when you were young, when you and I were younger, it was kind of like you saw contracts as like, oh, you're such a square.
Well, I didn't. I'm a freaking nerd. I love contracts.
I know. I was in the popular group, but yeah.
Well, I'm saying that's when I think that would be most useful, because that's when there's going to be, I think, larger potential for people to break furniture and that sort of thing. Of course, the most important thing is consent, and that's why it becomes more
consent and
safety. But anyway, I'd love to hear from you guys, explorers, if this is something that's new norm, or if it's just we happen to be around some pretty smart people that we, you know, go into parties mm-hmm. with lately.
So yeah, I think I want to hear. I want to know what you guys think.
So today we have a special guest, Liz Elliott, who's another sex blogger, and she's going to be talking with us about wax play, which is a really fun activity, and she's learned a lot about it. But before we get into that segment, how about a word from our sponsor? Hey, Sexplorers. I'm really excited to talk to you today about a truly exceptional sex toy shop, Vibrant. Located at bevibrant.com, Vibrant has a commitment to inclusivity with a sex-positive and education-forward approach. As the Trisexuals, we love to recommend Vibrant. We can be sure that each and every toy that they carry is of high quality and is 100% body safe. You simply can't go wrong. Vibrant is also backed by Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. How cool is that? As fans of the show, you'll receive 20% off your order at bevibrant.com when using the code TRISEXUALS at checkout. That's TRYSEXUALS. That's bevibrant.com and use the code TRISEXUALS at checkout to get 20% off your body safe toys. Thank you to Vibrant for supporting the Trisexuals and making the sex-positive world a better place.
Hello, Sexplorers! Today we have a very special guest, Liz Elliott. They are a sex blogger who is also a big jock. Hello, Liz!
Hi, everybody.
We're so happy to have you today. Woo! Woo!
So, I'm more than happy to be here. This is probably the most exciting Sunday I've had in a month of Sundays.
Ooh, and that's a whole lot of Sundays.
Yeah, you have had it probably more exciting than you'd like in the past 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not to get into anything graphic, but the last night was a bloodbath.
Oh, shit. Well, we're glad that you could join us today, and I'm very impressed at your fortitude in continuing with this.
Exactly.
I've been told I have brass balls.
I would agree with that assessment.
I would totally agree with that, and, you know, speaking of brass balls, that gets me into thinking. You're also a jock, so what sport do you play?
So I am a rare animal in that I did soccer, but then I went, but I'm bad at this. I'm small and slow. How can I be good at a sport? And then I went into fencing, and then I went, yes, my sport at last. And then I actually turned into a real jock. You see, the blue fairy came to me, and she's like, I see you're doing good work. I'm going to turn you into a real jock.
Fencing, that's fascinating. I guess it makes sense. We'd be small and nimble, you'd be really good at that sort of thing.
What do we say to death?
Not today. Oh my goodness. So fencing, that's fascinating. Now, because I was not so bright, and this is actually our second time recording this segment, I'm going to re-ask the same question. Fencing, to me, that strikes me as it might have some similarities, not necessarily in a sexual way, but, you know, when you have sex with a partner, you kind of play off them, and there's this whole, like, getting to know them and working off of their moves. Would you say that there's something similar when you're fencing with a partner?
Yeah, I would consider it sort of like BDSM, though, in a way, in that you're looking for a specific reaction and you're giving them all the stimuli, trying to get what you want out of it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, though, they are trying to do that to you. So if you can see, like, this is very much like power play, like two people who are just, like, struggling to get what they want out of the other person, which, you know, maybe not so great for, like, some forms of sex, but I can it's definitely a turn on for some people.
Mm-hmm. And all I can think is two very sexy, you know, powerful women doms, you know, just fighting over and trying to get, you know, I'm gonna top this. No, I am. I'm the better. Oh my goodness.
See, all that's coming into my mind right now, because my mind is busted, is the, you know, the term sword fighting, which is two guys hitting each other with their dicks.
Oh man. The amount of dildo and sword jokes abounds. There are a lot of sex jokes with fencing. And I'm going to just give you a couple. I'm going to break you a piece off of that.
Oh, yes. I like this.
So Saber is going to be all about hooking up and scoring.
Oh.
Yeah, because you do, with the fencing now is electric, so you have to hook up to a machine so that when you turn on your light, that signals when you've gotten a point. So hooking up and scoring. Also, in Saber, the other joke is, in Saber, go hard, go fast, scream loud.
Oh, I like it. Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, there's a million of them. I'll give you one more, which is Epeist Touch All Over, because in Epe, all the body is, that's where you can score points.
Ooh.
Well, different body parts are different points, right? Or is that not true?
No. So in Saber, everything above the waist is points, and it's all 1 point. If I strike you in the head, it's a point. If I strike you in, the elbow, it's a point.
Got it.
I want to know, how do you know that you've been struck?
Well, that's what you were saying, that they're hooked up is it electric so that it conducts current through the sword, or is it like a button or something on it?
So for Saber, it's you're going to complete the circuit because this Saber is hooked up to a cord. So it turns, when it strikes the metal part of the lame, which is just like a metal jacket, strikes that, completes the circuit and turns on the light.
Oh. So it's kind of like electric play without all the zapping.
Yeah, you don't get zapped. I would be interested to know how that would feel, but also at the same time probably less interested when I got stabbed like in the neck or in all of those places.
So, you know, swords and sex, taking it to the hilt, that's like a sexual... And,
just get out of here!
She just pushed me off.
Woo! All right.
I have had it with the puns. Oh my god.
Puns are the best thing. So...
I love you, honey. Oh my god.
So Liz, you joined the Trisexuals chat not too long ago, and I believe that you had a brilliant idea that you would like to tell us all about now.
Yes. So I, originally had an idea for, like a dildo of the month, like monthly post in which I feature a particular thing I've been using all month, or a sex toy, ostensibly a dildo, and I talk about it. And, for a while I thought, that would be good, but that was it. And then I ran into Kit, who is a co-host of yours on Twitter. Yes. She was talking about a sex toy lending library, and I thought that was just like an incredible idea. Like, I would love to go somewhere and rent like a Hitachi for 2 months and see what, or a month and see what that's like. But it also put me in mind of the book clubs that people like. You go to the library, you talk with your book club, have some wine, and we all discuss the experience we all had with the same book. They're all different experiences. And that's why it's so fun to talk about. And the idea there morphed into something like, I believe one of the names proposed was Monthly Fixation, in which...
I love it.
Yes. In which we pick something sexual, like either, a kink or a sex toy, or perhaps even like a sex act. Like if we did an oral sex month, I think it would be very interesting to see what people do with that. Like do we incorporate new techniques? Do we do it in different contexts? I think that would be very interesting in accord also with, things like, this month's theme, which is wax play.
Yay!
Which we will be talking about today. And I have to say that we as a Trisexuals are totally on board with this idea. Love it. And I just really like the idea of having kind of like the shared experience. We can all talk about this stuff and have an excuse to actually try a couple new things. Even things that we've been planning on trying for a while. Like, again, with wax play, Lily and I, we have had the stuff to do it, and we've been meaning to try it with one another. And just... for years, we haven't gotten around to it. No. Now is a great excuse to do it. So I encourage you all to join us in this. Right now it's kind of, there's not like a sign up or anything like that. But we may get some of that stuff in the future. And, if it's something that you're into, join us. Talk about it. We'll, join our chat and you can talk about it. Talk to us on Twitter. Liz, you can share your Twitter a little bit later so everyone can get on board, follow you. And, let's talk about some cool stuff together.
Yeah, I think it would, I think it's just a really fascinating thing, and that people can enjoy, like trying new things in bed. Like sometimes, like a lot of time with my partner, we'll end up doing a lot of, the same stuff, which is good, but like this is sort of an excuse to get obsessed and like
Absolutely.
get like really into something for like a whole month.
Great. Another thing Max gets to obsess about.
Oh, okay.
Great.
This podcast was born of one of my obsessions,
I
so,
know, I
it's not
know.
all
As
bad.
much as I give you crap about obsession, I
It's a
love
lot
it.
easier to deal with my sexual obsessions than my obsessions with roller coasters, because they don't fit in the apartment very easily.
No, this is why you play video games. But yeah, and I love this idea. I think it's great. And, for those of you that want to join and, be in on this, if you miss a month, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't feel pressured
Yeah.
to, you're involved as much as you want to be. We just want to play and talk.
Yeah, I love it. That's really all it is. If you want to get gather around a metaphorical table and maybe drink some not metaphorical wine and talk about something you did that month, that would be fun. If you're like, this month, not so much for me, everybody will be like, I understand. Continue on your journey.
Not metaphorical wine is my favorite kind of wine.
It's also my favorite kind of wine.
I love it.
Right now we're drinking metaphorical wine, but we don't have non-metaphorical wine right now. That's what we should have right now.
Honestly, I would
Yeah.
love to hear a trisexuals podcast where they do it a little bit sauced.
Oh my
You're not the
God.
first one
You are
to
definitely not
recommend
the
that.
first one who's recommended that. We actually have an outstanding invitation from a local toy maker to get sauced and make a toy.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like a sex
Th
toy,
that's
yeah.
a rare opportunity. And like from everybody who's interested like in that kind of thing, please do it. Please live for us.
just to, clarify out there, when I get sauced, I do get a little
Oh,
bit
Lily.
sexual and
A
yeah.
little bit, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, Lily, I'm right there with you. I understand. When I am burying my nose in a dark and stormy, I very much find my partner very, very attractive.
Yeah. And others.
And others.
Definitely.
And
Yeah.
other, yeah,
Definitely
everyone's
others.
attractive.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're here to talk about wax play. I'm
Yes.
so excited.
You know what I think with this recording, we missed out on the first time. We can hit it a little bit better this time. Let's actually talk about what wax play is. I don't think we really
Oh,
covered it that much. What are you actually doing?
yeah. So, in my mind, if I was, completely new to this and I heard the term wax play, honestly, I would. In my brain, think, am I sculpting something out of
Yeah,
wax?
that's a good point. We take for granted that everyone knows what wax play is, but let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I had something good for this, Liz. Do you have something good?
All right, I'll give, you know what? I'm gonna shoot my shot. I'm gonna say that it's kind of it's a kink that's close and shares a lot of ties with BDSM, although it's not necessarily, a BDSM act, in that
Absolutely.
somebody is going to be dripping wax from a candle or perhaps, another receptacle onto the person who is the wax bottom who's getting dripped onto.
Or you could do it, by yourself and dripping it on yourself too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that is true. And so clearly part of it could be, a domination sort of thing, or, purely about the sensation, and depending on, and we'll get into this a little bit later, the temperature of the wax you're using and the height that you drop it. It could be a little bit more of a slight painful thing real quick and then cooling, or it could be kind of a warm sensation that you get. So getting into some of the materials here and thus safety, it's very important. We're going to say this up front here, that you get the right kind of wax for the job. You don't want to just grab any old candle off of the shelf and
Don't go into your, garage and dust off one of the candles you have for when the lights go out, kind of thing.
yeah.
Because each candle that's out there, all the different types have different melting points. And the melting point is what can really hurt you when you're playing with wax.
Oh, yeah. And so there are a couple of different types of candles. You want to go ahead and get into that?
Why don't you take it away, then?
All right. So there are three types of candles, and one of them you probably shouldn't use unless you are very, I don't know, radical, extreme kinkster. So there's going to be soy, which it melts around 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and its sensations are pretty mild because it cools very, very fast. And then there's paraffin, which comes off a little bit easier off the skin, but it does burn a little hotter.
Yeah, and paraffin, if you've ever gone and gotten like a pedicure or manicure, a lot of places will actually do paraffin on your hands or feet.
Do they have to dip it in?
It used to be dipping in, but nowadays they actually just kind of put it in a bag and you put it and wrap your feet or hand in it.
Oh, that's kind of like our other tip that we have for that. Yeah. So the third type, beeswax. Now, this is a candle, like Liz was saying, you probably don't want to mess around with, especially if you're just starting. That has a really high melting point, which means it's going to be really hot on your skin.
And a lot it'll stay hotter longer.
Yeah.
So the other thing you want to be careful about with your candle is something that Max mentioned earlier is, if it has scent or if it has, you know, coloring, because that's going to also affect the melting point. And it can also be something that irritates the skin if somebody's got, like, a chemical sensitivity there.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking for, you know, pure wax or soy, something like that. White is a good place to start. You know, anything that is pure, no dyes or scents.
Yeah, and I think someone said the religious candles you can find in the store are votive candles.
Votive.
Those candles. Yep. So those don't have any scents. They don't have any.
Generally. You want to make sure. But you know, read generally, the label. Those can work for it. But, you know, when in doubt, double check. One other thing to talk about, since you mentioned those candles, and one of the members or one of the sex explorers in our chat brought up, you know, even though they had they were partaking in a scene where they were using one of those religious candles for wax play, their top unfortunately left the actual candle burning on them, like setting on top of them, or it was in like either
a holder or something,
and ended up burning his skin really bad, because you don't want to just leave something setting on the skin for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, like even if it is a lower temperature, if you leave it there for a long period of time, it will burn, right? The whole thing about wax that prevents you from getting hurt is, you know, burning for lower temperatures quickly. You know, it cools off quickly.
Right. And, you know, all I can think of right now is, you know, someone going to like Yankee Candle and getting one of those scents because, you know, you want your partner to smell really good. And that's, you could actually end up hurting your partner and having a quick trip to the ER, you know, with second or third degree burns.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
And that's not the fun part.
No, that's not the fun part. You know, the fun part is, you know, either being the sadistic top that drops wax or, you know, you have these, you know, you could have a sensual scene. You know,
I'm actually pretty opposed to pain, but the little bit of wax play that I've had, I wouldn't even have called painful. Now, we were using, I believe, paraffin candles for that. And, you know, it's just like a quick little thing. And in fact, I'm willing to bet that most people that have listened to this have messed around with wax at least a little bit, right? Like a candle, you've like maybe like poked your finger into the wax. I used to like just dip my finger into like the little wax puddle there and then pull it out and just kind of play around with it. And that's just the neat thing about it, right? Now, a couple things to keep in mind. If you have hair all over your body like me.
This is where the sadistic side comes out for me.
Yes. Well, I know what Lily would prefer. But, you know, you might consider actually shaving any body hair that you have in a place that you're doing it. Because when the wax melts, it can hold on to that hair. And then when you go to peel it off, that's a whole other sensation that you get with the pulling of the hair. So one thing that you can also do if you don't feel like shaving, and this was a good recommendation from a sex explorer in our chat, and that's to use either mineral oil, or you could use
coconut oil.
Coconut oil or saran wrap, right?
Yeah, and that'll help you just that'll not only help like soften the sensation a little bit, I'll imagine, but also like that'll help clean up real fast.
Yeah, because after you're done, done playing, part of it is, the cleanup, and this is can be really messy. And if you're playing with wax, you don't want to be on, let's say, your couch or in the middle of the living room with a carpet unless you have something down, because that stuff takes forever to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the wax is going to melt like into those fibers, and like even if you pick off the wax, you're still going to have like a little bit of wax in there. So, I'd personally lay down
Plastic or
plastic or a
something.
tarp or something like that. Disposable, you can throw it out and don't have to worry about it. Tarp would be easier to pick wax off of. So
And you actually just reminded me something that I was actually, when I was doing my research, is when you're doing wax play, you kind of want to stay away from the face area
oh
in
yeah,
general.
and the
Oh
genital
yeah.
area.
Right. But you can actually do stuff with the cock and balls, but you want to be very, very careful. Like, you don't want to put it like at the tip near the foreskin, because if it gets in between the foreskin and the actual dick itself, it can burn.
I'm gonna show myself out.
And the same thing, with the vagina, and you can do it probably on the edge of the labia, but you have to be very careful
Yeah,
not to get
I
it on the
wouldn't start
inside.
there for
No.
sure.
But if you do go there, don't set your dick on fire,
Oh
please.
God, you and the dick on fire.
I know.
Do not set your dick on fire. Don't even come close to saying it. Don't even try. Don't even think about it.
I already thought about it. I'm
No.
afraid people are thinking about it. Yeah, they're already, and
We need to extinguish those thoughts right now.
bringing up extinguish, that brings our next safety tip: fire extinguishers. It might seem kind of silly when you're, wanting to have a sexy scene, in the comfort of your home, but it's good to have a fire extinguisher because you are playing with open flame in an environment where anything could go wrong.
Yeah, any time that I've seen wax play, even if there's not candles involved, even if they're heating up the wax in alternate methods, they always have a fire extinguisher on hand. It's just good sense to have. And they're inexpensive. You should just have one around.
Oh yeah. What else? Other safety tip that I would recommend is like making sure that you're dripping far away enough from your partner, but also starting your drips on people who are new and inexperienced on thicker parts of their skin. So start with their
Yes.
knees, start with their feet, see how they feel. Like, does that hurt very much? Should I go higher, lower? Do a test strip on yourself to make sure the candle is not too hot before you start on somebody else.
Yep, and I was reading the recommended height is about a foot away from your partner. And to be careful of places where things could pool up, like the small of your back or the back of your knees or your elbow kind of thing.
Or the
Yeah.
long-term exposure to the heat in those
Yeah,
places.
because it'll pool up, and wax is very good about maintaining heat.
Yes. Now, one of the things you mentioned is that you can control somewhat a little bit of the temperature by how high you hold the device that you're pouring the wax from, be it a candle or whatever. And obviously, the higher up you go, the more air is going to rush by the heated wax as it goes down, and it'll cool it down a little bit more. So that's one way that you can have a little bit of control.
Yeah, and you brought up something else that we didn't mention before. And the reason I like the paraffin, like putting it in a crock pot kind of thing, and you can ladle it out, is when you have a candle, you then have to worry about your own safety to make sure you don't
That's
burn
true.
yourself with the open
Yeah, well,
flame.
maybe the top should have something they have to worry about, right? If they're causing all this,
What? I am a
discomfort here.
lazy, sadistic top. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
God forbid you warm up your hands too much.
Ooh, that does remind me though that if you're looking, if you've got a little extra dosh, then you can hit up Agreeable Agony, and they've got them in like those pitchers.
Oh
So.
yeah, we actually have one, and that is one of the things we've been
Yes.
meaning to try.
That is a good point. Agreeable Agony, firstly, I have to really highly recommend that store for rope, all sorts of BDSM stuff. We have had the pleasure of hang out with them at a couple different conventions.
And they make amazing little bondage earrings.
Yes. And I think we mentioned on our one episode, they actually at one point were making floggers like on like at their convention table, which is like really awesome. But yeah, they have, and we actually have this little pictures. It's absolutely safe wax that they picked out, and they're in like little like kind of syrup pouring containers. And that's when Lily and I go to, we haven't used ours yet, but when we go to do this in the next couple of days, because you know we want to participate in the sexy book club here. That's that's definitely what we're going to use, because it's just more precise that way. We know that the wax is safe, and it's just kind of a cool little thing too. It has a neat little look to it.
Yeah, it's like professional kink.
Yes,
it is. And then when you're done with the wax play and it, all the wax is gone, wash it out, and now you have a cute little syrup thing.
Then I'm gonna cover you in syrup.
I'm okay with this.
Hey, November.
Yeah, there we go. Syrup play, just not in
the vagina.
Yes.
Oof.
I really don't want a yeast infection.
No. Well, that's fun. Thank you for bringing that up.
You know, wax play, like any kink, it can be very sensual, very erotic, amazing, but it can be dangerous. And we just want to make sure, you know, our listeners out there are taking the proper precautions is all.
So I think we've pretty much covered a lot of the safety stuff. Now, Lily, I know that you've had the opportunity of trying wax play a couple different times. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your experience?
Ooh, yes.
Of course. So I've tried a few different times at a couple of different play parties we've been to. And one of them was this gentleman, you know, he set up a massage table, you know, covered it, I believe, with plastic. And you lay down on there and he had a paraffin wax in a crock pot.
Yeah, he just got the brick, like, so he didn't have a candle or anything.
No,
he
just got, with like, big, a big grip.
Nice big brick of it.
Right, and he had a ladle, and you would basically just, you know, he'd ladle and he would just pour the wax on you, and it would create this amazing shell, and the feel of it, it was very nice, very warm. It was very sensual, and
it was a lot of fun to watch. And in this case, I remember this when you're doing it, there's like other people in the room that were like enjoying watching the whole thing. And then after, like, he had coated your body with it and made this cool wax shell, you know, we were invited to come and actually help peel it off, which was a lot of fun.
And what's really nice about wax play, and especially with using paraffin wax, your skin feels amazing after it. It's like baby skin smooth. It's wonderful. It feels so good.
You know, I really like that idea. If you can manage to, you know, get a cheap crock pot or something like that and do it this way, that's kind of nice, because you have, firstly, a lot of control, but you have a lot more to work with. Like, if you're just doing a candle, sometimes you just have a little tiny little bit of wax that you can work with at a particular time. But in this case, he could go, like, up and down your whole back with it, you know, in a way that you would be perhaps a little bit harder with a candle. And additionally, doesn't have to worry about a flame.
Exactly. And if I remember correctly, he did have one of those crock pot plastic bags on the inside, so it didn't actually mess up and get actually burned on the bottom.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, now that's a good tip.
It is, because, you know, wax can burn if left, you know, too hot.
Yeah. So, Liz, you haven't had an opportunity to try it out yet, is that right?
No, but I do plan on doing it. I've got all the things I need to do it.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you have planned or what you think you might be doing?
You know, or what type of candles or where you got them, kind of thing.
So I'm going to be getting them from Agreeable Agony, and I've got actually two people who are interested in doing this. So obviously the wax is going to go on me, but then I'm going to pour it on my partner. And then oddly enough, his roommate, my boyfriend's roommate, is like, actually, I'm kind of interested. And we're like, cool.
Oh.
We're kind of interested in that too. And I would like, I'm such a big, listen, I'm a sex toy jock, but I do happen to like, I love information and hearing from people. So I'm going to briefly align myself with nerds and say, Yeah, I'm a big nerd, and I would like to hear all about what you think, how this feels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like you have a pretty cool situation with your roommates there. That, yeah. You know, you're able to play. And...
That is awesome. I cannot wait to hear how it all turns out. And if I remember correctly, you said, I think we're going to do 12 to 12, so like the 12th of this month to the 12th of next month.
Yeah, I believe we're going to be a little bit more flexible on, you know, this this month because, you know, people are finding out about it a little bit later than, you know, our listeners will be finding out about it a little bit later than some of the other folks. But, yeah, generally I think we're going to treat the 12th. Or, yeah, was it the 12th?
Yeah, yep. November 12th, yep.
November 12th is the date where, you know, we'll talk about a different sensation or fixation that we can all do. But, you know, in the meantime, if you have things, stories you want to share about wax play or ideas or, you know,
tips, anything.
Yeah, let us know.
Absolutely. I'm so curious to hear, like, what people do with this. Like, I can imagine there's a way to do this very sensually without any BDSM. There's a way to do this at, like, very much leaning into the BDSM roots of this. I think there's ways to, like, incorporate it with other fun things. Like, I imagine doing a rope scene and a wax scene at the same time would be very interesting and fun.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know, that made me think, they have out there, don't they have massage candles that they're made for pouring onto skin. So, like, you, you know, light the candle and then it melts and it turns into, like, kind of a massage oil. Now I know a friend last night was actually giving us a safety tip on that some of that stuff has sugars in it and other things that you don't want to get into your vagina. But, you know, barring that, apparently that's all body safe and everything. Mm-hmm. And you can have a nice little sensual massage scene with it.
Well, I'll have to look into that. That sounds like fun.
It does.
So, Max, you know what we forgot?
What's that?
We completely forgot to ask the most important of all questions. Liz, what is your favorite dessert?
I can't believe we forgot it.
Yes. So what my favorite dessert that people have considered, you know, like they consider it a number one way to bribe me is a cannoli. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
You know, I love cannolis.
I don't know if I've actually had a proper cannoli, to be honest with you.
My goodness, sir, you need to live your life. You need to live life properly and survey all of the gorgeous sweets that the world has to offer you. This is a gorgeous little fried dough shell with some excellent cream cheese icing on the inside. And it's very Italian. Yes. And you hold it in your hand like a fat cigar.
And I am so sorry that my grandmother has passed away, or I would have had her make you one.
I've had cannolis before, but they've been like, they've come out of like a plastic clamshell.
Which means
that can't possibly be like.
No, there's like an actual cannoli. Like my grandmother, who was from Italy, she would actually make Italian cannolis, and they were amazing.
Hey, so what about, like, we do a seance and we ask her for her recipe?
Yeah,
you know, that's a great idea. We should,
it's a good time of year for that.
It's a great time of year. We should totally do that, see if we can resurrect her. But I don't know. She's all the way back in New York, so we'll see.
Yeah. You know, they never really cover that with resurrections, right? Like, if you have to be at the spot that they're at, or, you know.
Yeah, because I don't know if her ghost would travel this many miles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Let's get a Ouija board and find out.
But you know, we do know that they can get around because they have ghost trains. I mean, obviously that's the way that... Oh boy. Speaking of flying off the rails.
And now we get to ask your favorite question.
I don't want to say that it's my favorite question.
No.
The dessert question, I think, is kind of my favorite question.
Okay.
But we'll put it up there. It's one of my favorite questions. Liz, would you like to tell us if you have a favorite sex toy and what that is?
So I will tell you, because I have a favorite sex toy that I want to use all the time. And that would be probably the Mystic Wand or the Enjoy Pure Plug, because both of them do very good things, and both of them are just excellent material. If you can imagine this right now, listeners, I am doing the Italian chef finger kiss. Mwah.
So, believe it or not, Lily and I have not tried any Enjoy products. And it's kind of crazy. This is almost as bad as me not having an actual cannoli, I think. Maybe worse. You know, but we're sex bloggers. We've been doing this for years. And we know that, like, the Enjoy is, like, you know,
celebrating. We've talked to Enjoy. We just have never...
Yeah, we've never just sealed the deal, I guess, so to speak. We've just not gotten around to it.
Wow. Yeah, we should be in contact with them because we need to get one. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out the pure one, so maybe that will become my favorite. But the pure plug, easy. Little lube, and bam, your butt is happy.
So is it like the wand in that it's like a metal toy, but this is like a butt plug?
Sort of. So, like, my boyfriend and I have both tried the wand and the plug, and the wand is definitely more of, you gotta be moving it to feel it, but, But, like, the plug itself is happy just to chill out right where it is. I don't know what it presses on, but it presses on something that does good things for me. So I'm happy to let it hang out. Buttons.
So, now it is time for one of the most terrible segments that we have on this podcast.
I know.
I mean awful. But potentially funny. And that is the Define This segment. So this is where we attempt to define ridiculous entries from Urban Dictionary. Today's word comes from Sexplorer Akron Timeless. Thank you again, Akron.
Did you pronounce her name right?
I don't know. I think I got it right. She said I got it right the past few times, so I think we're on board here. And today's phrase is blue bean. So I have, I think, what's probably a pretty good idea for this.
Yeah, but we need to let our guest go first.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving a little preamble to this. We'll let our guest go first if she would like. I feel like there's a potentially obvious answer to this. But at the same time, like, Akron wouldn't give us one that's so
obvious.
So this is tricky. Do you, Liz, have an idea of what blue bean is all about?
All right, well, I'm going to say what we're all thinking right now, and it sounds like when somebody who does have a vulva wants to jack off, would like to have sex, would like to do something, and yet is, for whatever reason, unable to.
Right, like the female version of blue balls, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
That's what I've heard... sounds like.
Right, that's what it sounds like. So that was my guess, but I see, I have previously called that blue ovaries, which I guess maybe isn't as... It's not as catchy. It's not alliteration, but it's a little bit more anatomically accurate.
You know, and I'm going to go on a crazy side note here because I have to be the crazy one. And I think, you know, it stemmed off of a YouTube video or a meme instead of a blue waffle. They just...
Now we have to cancel the podcast. It's official. The podcast
they just
is canceled. Colored...
burn this one.
Oh, come on.
You just need to print out the audio and then set it on fire and let me see it to make sure it is exercised.
Come on. They just, you know, took the clit and dyed it blue. That's all.
So why did you have to go into the BW?
Why did we
BW?
Have to veer into blue waffle territory?
Because that's...
All right, so the idea that I have...
Yeah.
Assuming it's not, you know, the female version of blue balls, assuming it's not dyeing their clit blue, is that what you said? which, you know, hey, I'm on board with.
You know, they could be part of Avatar playing. You never know.
Wait, what?
Avatar playing.
Oh,
like
gosh.
Oh, no. Okay, so, no.
But, you know, Fleshlight has an Avatar-themed, like, penetrable, right?
Well, what? They would.
So, Fleshlight has a line of things called Fleshlight Freaks. They actually have dildos and they have penetrables. And one of their first Fleshlight Freaks was, they call it the Blue Alien Dildo, but it came out at the same time as Avatar.
So
and
it's basically
when they
Avatar.
Originally released it, it came with a copy of the porn version of Avatar, which is This Ain't Avatar. That's the name of it.
That's horrible.
So, yeah, and it's basically, it's kind of like a triangular vulva. It's actually, I'm kind of down with it. But yes, they do have that. But I don't think it had a clit. I don't know if the...
it could be hidden. Gosh. Anyway, so what is your guess?
Yeah, so my guess is, isn't there a famous ice cream called Bluebell ice cream?
Ooh, you're right. Oh, that puts me in mind of something. Could Blue Bean also be Viagra?
Oh,
Oh, like
that's
the
an
female
idea.
Viagra.
Yeah,
that's a thought. So, but I was thinking Bluebell ice cream, and it's when you not advised, but when you play with ice cream on the clitoral area, and then not only is it Bluebell ice cream, but your clit is blue from being cold.
Oh, oh my God, all I can think now about is frostbite on your clit.
It's the
Oh,
frozen
imagine
pee.
getting your vulva stuck to a frosty pole.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God. You know what's sad is I'm sure someone somewhere has done it.
It
You
must have
know that
happened.
somebody's Googling it right now when this is aired, and they're gonna be sad.
Oh. So
I
shall we
am
look this
sad.
up to find
Yeah,
out
so
what it
let's look up
is?
Blue Bean on Urban Dictionary. As usual, my search history has been forever tainted by the show.
Why aren't you in Safe Search?
I gave up on that long ago. All right. So,
Yes.
it looks as though our initial hunch may be correct. So, blue
Woo-hoo-hoo!
bean, the swelling of the female clitoris due to sexual stimulus without the release of orgasm, aka the female equivalent to blue balls, a painful and annoying sensation which can easily be remedied by a variety of anecdotes, ranging from sexual intercourse to mere twiddling? Twiddling!
Twiddling.
That might be my favorite part of
So
this.
basically, you need to masturbate or have sex or something.
I mean, it's just good for sexual health in general, you know. You don't want blue beans, you don't want blue balls, you don't want any of that, I think.
No, because just like with a guy who gets blue balls, he gets irritable. A female that, you know,
Oh,
with
yeah.
a
You know, on that note, real quick, I've heard from multiple people that they think that blue balls is a myth. Now, I'm not going to say beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's a myth or not, but I will say that numerous occasions where I've gotten extremely turned on and then didn't ejaculate, I have had what can only be described as pain. Like, not like really like sharp, intense pain, but it's like a duller version if somebody kicks me in the balls. Like,
Wow.
and I don't know if my balls really turned blue or anything like that, but there's definitely a certain amount of discomfort that can
Yeah,
happen with it.
because all
So,
that cum has to go back.
well, I don't know if it goes back, but like, there's it could get like past the Vans deferens, right? And then it like needs to be slowly reabsorbed back. I don't know the science
How?
behind it. Somebody will probably chime in and let us know. But I'd heard like multiple times that they thought that blue balls was a myth that guys made up because, you know, they didn't, you know, they wanted someone to take pity on them, like, oh, you know, don't, you know, get me turned on and not coming or something like that. But I can say I've experienced something that feels like what blue balls is described as, but I don't know. Let us know. Have you experienced blue balls or blue beans, listener? Wait, actually, you know, female-bodied individuals that are on this show right now, have you experienced anything that is like a blue bean?
Yes. Yeah.
You have. Okay.
Yeah.
And does your clit like actually get, well, I guess it's swollen because you're turned on anyway,
And
right?
it throbs, but at the same time, you get really fucking frustrated and you want to punch something.
It's like being
Noted.
horny and angry at the same time, except the beautiful thing that was hangry has already been taken, so we have to
Yes.
use horngry.
Harangi?
Horangry. Oh my God, horangry. That's it, is horangry. You're horny, angry. Oh my God. You're horny, hungry, and angry.
You heard it here first,
Oh
folks.
my God,
Harangi.
dark trifecta. Oh
my God. Holy
Oh
shit.
my
I'm sure
gosh.
I have been harangry before.
Well, on this note, it's time to shut this podcast down. But before we do that, Liz, is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I'd like to share if you're interested in hearing more from me, more about my opinions, how I, you know, live my life and jack off and talk about that all the time and can't shut up about it. Here's where you can find it. You can find it at rocketgirl.net. That's rocket-girl.net, and that's where I blog. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at space_dame, and that's where I am if you want to follow me. Because I want to hear from you.
Oh, and thank you so much for coming on our show. And I'm sorry I have to do this. Rocket girl playing with her clit out here alone.
Just stop.
You know what?
Just
I actually don't mind it because someday, if I do have a podcast, I'm gonna be like, "Can you send me that little clip out?"
stop. I appreciate that. Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to do a whole Rocket Girl, parody for this now, I feel like.
You
that's
do. Because
that's one of my favorite yes. songs.
You're oh now goodness. Legally obligated. I think I will call, like, the sexy police if you don't. But they're actually just, I don't think the sexy police can do anything.
But, you know, we actually have a history of changing songs for sex blogs. Because, as you may know, our original sex blog is Carnal Chameleon, which is kind of loosely based off of Karma Chameleon. So...
Yes! I like you people better and better every day. It's like a little bit more magic in my life. Like, oh my god, I think I'm being cured right now of all my illness, of all my bodily problems.
Well, thank you so much again for coming on our show. It's been a pleasure having you, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from you.
Oh, yeah. And I will be definitely keeping up with you guys. This is so much fun, and oh my gosh.
Well, thank you so much, Liz.
You've been listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. Remember to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends about the podcast, join us on Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram. Be sure to reach out if you are a model and would like to do a pinup / shoutout for the show. Links and other information can be found in the show notes. And don't forget to join us for Wax this month. I'm Maxie, the Waxy Chameleon.
And I'm Lily, the Princess and the Blue Bean Chameleon.
Aw, you have a blue bean? I can fix it.
Ah, we'll be out. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love y'all.